Good day, family. You are welcome to Shameless and Free. I am Emmanuel Love, your self-awareness consultant. Today, we'll be continuing the series Loving Self and would consider signs of childhood emotional neglect. Let me start with this quote by Alison Denning. She says, "One of the things that can happen to a child if no one is interested in their feelings is that they can grow up feeling like their problems and maybe even they are a burden to other people. There is that tendency to start getting worried, panic and lose control of oneself, especially when one discovers that he or she suffered or is suffering from childhood emotional neglect. I could remember when I went to the pharmacy back about 10 years back, then I was confused and angry at the same time. The reason was because I had taken the drugs that were prescribed for me, but it appears I was not getting any better. I walked faster than the people that accompanied me that day, even though I was feeling dizzy and could fall at any time. What nonsense was like a ringtone in repeat mode in my head. I kept dragging my feet forward, hoping to meet the doctors and the nurses too, because I won't spare anyone, seeing how upset I was that day. As planned, I raised my voice at them. How would I continue to feel this way despite the treatment from this respected medical personnel, I argued, until the doctor calmed me down and told me that it was not the drugs that was the issue. He continued, "The main matter was that it needs time." Could you imagine my reaction when I heard the doctor's response, that the drugs need time to work effectively after the scene I created earlier? Then I inquired, "How long, doctor?" in a voice that sounded so innocent and tiny, and he told me, end of story for now. This is what awareness does to us, as it opens our eyes to see clearly and better the true state of things and not as we interpreted them. The truth is, childhood emotional neglect is not a disease or mental illness. No, neither does it mean that you are damaged. I know what the fear of this can do, or flawed, or perhaps different. What it suggests is that emotional validation and attention was missing. For too long, we have held on to the idea, especially as parents, that all that matters is for the child to complete his or her schooling, display academic brilliance, and possess high intelligence quotient. Majority do not consider emotions to be important, how best that of a child. So those feelings were repressed and considered to be irrelevant till we became adults and it reminded us. Now the question, what are the signs of childhood emotional neglect? How do I know that this is one area I need to work on? Let's check them out. 1, you have trouble asking for help. 2, there are family or friends who complain that you are distant. 3, you tend to judge yourself more harshly than you judge others. 4, you are not only unaware of your feelings, but you are afraid of them. 5, you struggle to speak up for yourself. 6, you have deep feelings of emptiness. 7, you feel that you are full of faults and imperfections that cannot be worked on. 8, you feel less than or less legitimate with other people. 9, you secretly feel that there is something wrong with you. And 10, you often want to be left alone. These above are some of the signs. Did you observe what you needed to work on from those? Let me add it to it by Veronica Tugaleva. She says, as you dig your teeth into your assumptions, your teeth becomes sharper. You can dig deeper. You become what the world needs simply by helping yourself. It is not easy, but it is worth it. The truth, as they say, hurts, but they also say it sets you free. Let me also end with a quote by Dr. Jonis Webb. She says, emotionally neglected people most often know how to give others what they want or need. They know what is expected from them in most of life, social environments. Yet, these sufferers are unable to label and describe what is wrong in their internal experience of life and how it harmed them. I will stop here for today. Feel free to always share with me your feedbacks, your comments, your criticisms, and if you have any questions as well. I remain Emmanuel Love. Have a wonderful day and bye for now.